Joined here by head coach Adam Clark of the Gilman City Hawks. Got a game coming up at Breckenridge this week. A Union Star is on the horizon next Tuesday night, a week from tonight. These are both road games for Gilman City. So at Breckenridge Friday, Union Star on Tuesday of next week. Then you got that Winston North Harrison back-to-back on Thursday the 21st and Friday the 22nd. I have not seen the team that you ran into on Friday night, Coach, but I know that they beat a lot of good people, Milan and Princeton included. That Green City team that got to you guys on Friday, they're really good this year.
Yeah, they're a very good group of kids. You know, he's got a nice big bench. I think they brought 12 guys, and they were all able to get on the floor. You know, and the things that set them apart from us was they're just, I think their size. Every kid on that team you could see has been to the weight room and has bought into it. And so then their physicality is, you know, we had a tough time matching it. You know, they were doing things at speeds and with strength that the boys weren't just ready for. And it caused problems early, and they were able to establish themselves. And you know, I think all the way up and down his bench, all of those kids were ready to play, and it just it was a tough night for us.
Yeah, 70-23 loss in that one. Before we talk about all three games last week, Coach, it was your first week back as a team coming off of COVID, which kind of hit you guys right around Christmas. Was the three games in a week, especially coming off of not practicing as much as you want, was it more difficult than you thought it might be, just looking back at the challenges that last week presented?
No, I don't think it was. I think, you know, we had had a couple, three or four good practices there the week before, and I thought we looked decent at those practices. And so coming out, I really thought we'd be all right. And, it basically came down to our focus and execution, really, and especially in them first two games. I thought we just weren't mentally aware of our surroundings, especially against Tri-County. We were just, our defense was just kind of staring at the ball, and we didn't do a good job of seeing the other players and denying the post. And but then, you know, when we stepped up against North Nottoway, I thought we looked the flip side of the coin. We looked totally different. We were focused and ready to play, and our guards got after it, and we were able to secure a victory there, and so it was really nice. We had a good game that night, and then against Green City, it was just two different ball clubs, you know, and really it just came down to the physicality of it. You know, Green City was able to play and establish themselves and execute whatever they wanted to, and we just weren't strong enough to battle with them, honestly.
There was a game, I think it was last week, but Jory Stotts had 28 points, and I don't know if that was against Tri-County or in the win against North Nottoway, but that's Jory's one of those players where he might come out and have a game where I think it was the Trenton game where he maybe had 6, 7, 8 points, wasn't a huge factor. Then he'll have nights where he just gets hot, as he did when he had that 28-point game last week.
Yeah, I know against Tri-County, he only had like 8 that night, you know. But against North Nottoway, he did. He had 28 points. He came out and just, you could just see it in his eye. He was ready to play. He was playing super aggressive on the ball defense, and even away from the ball. He was sitting around like a cat ready to pounce on those passes. And if the defense didn't keep an eye on him, he was able to get a lot of deflections to himself out front and get up the floor for layups. And so he really showed up against North Nottoway. I think North Nottoway's coach even mentioned that he had thought we were playing extremely good on the ball defense, and he hadn't seen that quite that good a defense yet from some guard play. And so, you know, we have the ability to step on the floor and play extremely well and competitive. And then there's nights where it just looks like we don't have our focus like we should, and it kind of falls apart on us.
Yeah, and it's not just, you know, Jory's kind of that player, as I said, that he kind of runs hot and cold when it comes to his scoring. But just as a team, what's the biggest challenge as a head coach where you're trying to get that consistency out of the guys where you don't have those ebbs and flows and highs and lows with their level of play?
You know, right now it is just that consistency. You know, I think they're all intelligent kids, and they want to buy into everything we do, strategy wise. But we're just, you know, trying to nail down the fundamentals, make them part of the permanent memory bank, and then you know, switching gears when you make adjustments. Is everybody back on the same page and staying up with the group when we make those changes on the go? And sometimes we'll struggle at that. And so, you know, we want to get everybody on the same page, working together. You know, as we talk at practice, we're a group of guys with one goal in mind, and we got to work together to get it done. And sometimes when not everybody's on the same page, it's difficult to accomplish those goals.
Yeah, you hadn't played since that game against Trenton on the second. That seems like a long time ago. I was there broadcasting that one. So just, you know, you would like to have a better week than 1-2. But as a head coach, there is just so much benefit in getting games finally back last week. And now you have the boys for 4 days in practice before you go to Breckenridge on Friday. Those are all positive things for your basketball team.
Absolutely. You know, we definitely need to be in the gym working as a group. I thought yesterday's practice was a good time for us. We were able to do plenty of scrimmage against each other. And we talked about, you know, what we wanted our practice to look like as far as intensity and our focus, because we want to play at a certain level. And to do that, we have to practice at a certain level. And so us being able to be on the floor together and getting after each other and forcing each other to get better, just like we were talking about, you know, we have to set a lot better screens in our main offense. And so if we don't get after each other in practice, we're not going to get any better at it in the game. And so that's why this week's really important for us.
Breckenridge is struggling here. I just, you know, looked at their schedule. I don't know if they've had some COVID issues or not, but they have some games that aren't on Misha as of yet. But the games that they do have, they've lost in not very close fashion. So you come into a game where if you play well, you should be able to handle your business. But that's a whole other test for a young basketball team to say, hey, can you, you know, not worry about what opponent you have on the other side and just worry about playing up to your level of basketball, correct?
Exactly. You know, we have to make sure that we're dotting the I's and crossing the T's this week. And when we show up to play, it's not about necessarily what the other team's going to do, but are we prepared to do what we want to do? And I think it's one of those nights where if we come out and our defense establishes itself right away, I think the offense will probably take care of itself. If we get after the ball and force some turnovers or get some steals, I think the offense will just come alive on its own kind of deal. And we need to be prepared to play good team ball.
How much, because, you know, Green City, I know that the last Class 1 rankings I saw, they were receiving votes. I'd assume after Princeton, I haven't seen the latest rankings, that they'll be in the top 10. But at the bottom line, we know that they're really good. How much does it benefit you guys? While it's not fun to lose 70-23, you can look at a team of that caliber and what they do and really use that as a teaching tool to try to improve you guys. Is that something that you do as a coaching staff?
Absolutely. You know, after that game in the locker room, we were talking about how to reflect on this one. I said, some of us may just want to delete it and forget it ever happened, but I said, we need to use it as a teaching tool. We need to have a little gut check here. Do we want to be able to play that style? Because I told the boys, I said, that's the style of ball you're going to want to play when it comes playoff time, when you get into districts, because the strong survive and move on. And so we wanted to take that lesson and try and incorporate it into what we're trying to do as well, trying to build on our strengths, but also get better at our weaknesses while we go at it.
That's head coach Adam Clark of the Gilman City Boys. They're at Breckenridge on Friday night. Appreciate the time, coach. Good luck down at Breckenridge.
Appreciate it, Tom.